Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
It's the story that's had the Pacific talking all week. Drama at the Miss Heilala Tongan beauty pageant over the weekend when two women came under attack on stage. It's now seen Miss Heilala Carlo Funganatau stripped of her 2018-2019 title and her one-year reign wiped off the books. Carlo was on stage giving her farewell speech as the reigning queen when her mic was cut off after she began speaking about how she had been cyberbullied and received no support from the Miss Heilala organisation.
So I have uploaded a screen recording onto my Facebook page because enough is enough and I will not tolerate any more fakeness. If you have the guts to attack a person as a group in such a cowardly way, then you can deal with the consequences.
Then Miss Pacific Islands Leoshino Kahira, who is from Papua New Guinea, was on stage when someone reportedly from the VIP section of the crowd yelled out that she was, quote, ugly, black and disgusting. It was all happening. Anna Nasesa Ma'ale is the current Miss Tonga Australia, and she was on stage with Carlo Funganatau when she was giving her speech. She spoke to reporter Jordan Fennell about what happened.
From my personal experience, So I just actually wanted to firstly say thank you to Carlo Funganatau, who is our former Miss Heilala 2018. I was actually one of the 25 contestants who stood by her as she did speak her truth. So I strongly believe that it was the perfect timing and the perfect place to speak on this. I guess there was definitely a huge mixed reaction on her speech, as we can expect from anyone that speaks out at any time. And there's bound to be mixed reactions. I did notice different reactions from the Tongan community based in our homeland, in the Kingdom of Tonga, and of course being here to see that, and Tongans living around the world who both reacted on social media as well. So being able to see both the offline and online reactions. I definitely believe the two main things that would have been the reason for the mixed reactions, in my opinion anyway, would be the various perspectives on one of our core Tongan values, which is respect. So I did notice many people were saying that it was the wrong timing or it shouldn't have been done in that space. One of the core values that we have as Tongans is respect. So it can be seen as disrespectful when we do speak out, especially against an organisation or our elders. So obviously it's different for every family. I was personally raised to challenge and question anything that I didn't view as morally right, but other people may see this as obviously as backchatting or disrespectful to elders. So I guess that was one of the main differences in the reactions. And then obviously I feel like the different levels of knowledge and understanding of how the systems here work in Tonga, as obviously people from overseas might not understand, having not yet experienced how things work here in Tonga in terms of beauty pageants and business and I guess every regard here in Tonga, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I actually was with Galo. I ran into her at an event on the Sunday following her speech and the Miss Heilala pageant crowning ceremony. And I did notice that a lot of people that she had not known personally did come up to her while we were speaking to thank her for speaking out. So I guess that was definitely eye-opening as well, to see the local community definitely full in support of what she was saying. And that comes back to, obviously, everyone just has their own perspective and knowing what it's like here in Tonga.
And did you see the response from the Ministry of Tourism to the incidents that happened?
Yes, I did quickly read that.
What were your thoughts on that?
I guess everyone has their own perspective. So I guess, and obviously because Gala was speaking on the organisation, that was her opinion and that was their opinion and their perspective of how the night went. I do believe that us 25 contestants, though, standing by her as she spoke, really shows how we all felt in regards to her speech. I did see some people say that it was ruining the night for us and some people thought that it disturbed everything. But I really felt like us standing there in solidarity and showing our support for her really spoke for itself in how we felt.
And in her speech, she talked about being cyberbullied. Is that something you yourself have experienced or that you've seen in the community of the women who are involved in pageants?
Yes, I definitely think every single girl who is involved in any pageant worldwide would, I guess if they view the comments, they would, or they saw what was being said about them, they could definitely agree that there is a lot of cyberbullying that is involved in pageantry. I think it does definitely come with being exposed, first of all, online, and we're on so many channels and all our photos and videos are all out there, so it's definitely bound to gain some negative comments from people. But definitely Gala has been amazing in ensuring that we don't, I guess, fall into all that and actually don't listen too much to the negativity that goes online.
And what would your message be to young women, you know, in the Pacific, in Tonga and in Australia who have seen this whole event unfold?
My advice for any woman, I guess, definitely, especially in the Pacific, who have seen everything, I hope that they actually see that Gala speaking up was an example for us that we are able to follow in whatever space, whether it's pageant or a business. There is always going to be a time that we're able to speak up, and if we cannot obviously speak up to the people around us, and if nothing can change, then obviously we need to raise awareness for this issue of cyberbullying and how we're being treated. And I definitely think that she's a great example, especially fighting for the rights for women to be able to speak on honestly on their experiences. So I do want to thank her and hope that other young women see this as a good example for them.
That was Anna Nasesa Ma'alee, the current Miss Tonga Australia, talking to Jordan Fennell. The Tongan Ministry of Tourism, who runs the Halela pageant, responded in a statement regarding the weekend's events. They said, "It is regretful that Miss Whanganatau chose to publicly air concerns harboured over the past year."